Anchor. It's the easiest way to record your podcast. Man, it can download stuff so fast. Man, it can do it in a blast. Man. Woo!
Sometimes it deletes all your clips, but that's okay. It lagged all the time. That's okay. It is free.
Man, that's a
good part.
That sounds good to me.
Woo!
It's a so social experiment show.
Okay, so that's your... All right, here's the deal. Marshmallow, for you. You can either wait, and I'll give you another one if you wait, or you can eat it now. When I come back, I'll give you another one. So then you'll have two. But stay in here and stay in the chair till I come back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, and welcome to the Social Experiment Podcast. It's pretty self-explanatory. We're just two dudes who do social experiments. Anyways, today we'll be discussing a common experiment.
It is the marshmallow experiment. This is commonly used on small children to tell their character traits and attention span.
So, we did this on five different people of four different ages.
The ages were 8, 10, 10, 12, and 14. How did we do this? We put them in a room alone. They would sit down and we would put the marshmallow in front of them.
We told them that they can't eat their marshmallow or else they don't get the anonymous prize.
So what we saw happening when the experiment was going on was with the 8-year-old, Declan. He was like just a classic 8-year-old, like screwed around a lot, couldn't sit down and hold his attention. So as we expected, he wouldn't be able to last a full 10 minutes sitting in a room alone with sugar, which all 8-year-olds crave, and be able to just sit there and not eat the sugar. So I just heard him yelling a lot because he's just wanted to get out of there. The reason he got out was because he didn't want to sit there a long time, and obviously the marshmallow was very tempting to eat. So yeah, that's what happened with the 8-year-old.
All right, next is Nolan. You know, Nolan, your average 10-year-old boy thinks he's so cool listening to rap music, thinks he's a gangsta. Anyways, to the experiment. So, Nolan was, I checked in on him every few seconds. He was licking his fingers, picking at the marshmallow. I don't know. He barely survived. He was in extreme pain.
So, next up, we have Lachlan. He was our first contestant on this experiment, and he barely lasted. He was in serious pain trying not to eat the marshmallow.
Yeah, I could see him staring back at us every time we checked in, just waiting for us to check on him. Then he just gave us a look like he wanted us to die.
Yeah, he was waiting for just the 10 minutes to be over so he could get on with his life. And he told us it was 10 minutes of his life wasted that he could never get back.
Yeah, we're sorry, Lachlan.
So, like, he was in serious pain. He tried to read a book, but we told him he couldn't because that's against the experiment. But he was just trying to do everything to get out of this experiment to, like, not eat the marshmallow so he could get the prize.
Lachlan is 12. So, next we tried the experiment on Deegan. Deegan was our last lab rat. He was 14 years old. Deegan was really chill the whole time, I mean.
Just staring at the marshmallow, like not in pain at all. And he told us in the interview that he wasn't tempted at all to eat the marshmallow. So, like, we can see that he, like, as the older you get, the less tempted you get by sugar. We probably could have done something else that could have tempted him, but he was just sitting there quietly and just waiting for the 10 minutes to be up.
Now we're moving on to interviews. First up's Lachlan. What was your background on the marshmallow experiment?
I didn't really have much background. I've never really heard of the experiment.
What was your mindset going into the experiment?
Well, I was just kind of thinking about, you said I could have a reward if I didn't eat the marshmallow in 10 minutes. So I figured it'd turn out better if I didn't eat the marshmallow.
Yeah. Okay. Was it tempting to eat the marshmallow?
It was really tempting to eat the marshmallow because it's just standing right there on a plate and there was nothing else for me to do. I was kind of thinking like, oh, I could be working on so many other things right now. I could be reading. I could be eating my lunch. So I was kind of just like, oh, I can eat it and just be done with this. But I managed to push through.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. How did you get through the experiment without eating it?
I just kind of tried not to focus on the marshmallow, and I just tried to focus on other things and kind of exclude myself from, like, the marshmallow and just think about, like, what I'd be getting later, like, that extra reward or, like, other things that were happening.
I noticed you were staring at the doorway the whole time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was another thing, just trying to keep myself not focused on the marshmallow.
Thank you, Lachlan.
Okay, so we're interviewing Deegan, who was a participant in our experiment. And we have a few questions for you, Deegan.
All right.
What was your experience in the room?
So my experience in the room was just me sitting there with a marshmallow right in front of me.
Seems pretty boring.
Yeah, it was pretty boring. There was nothing really going on, and I couldn't really talk to anyone that was in the room at the time.
How tempting was it to eat the marshmallow?
For me, it wasn't super tempting, but there was a few moments where I'm like, ooh, should I just eat it? So it was a little difficult at times.
What was it that kept you in the room?
You said there's a reward at the end, so I'm like, ooh, I was a little curious what it was.
Was the reward good?
Like, sure.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I think it was.
All right.
Thank you, Deegan.
Thank you, Deegan. I'm sorry that that happened to you. It was the most boring 10 minutes of your life. I'm sorry.
For those of you who were wondering what the prize was, it was a, like, brownie, gourmet, chocolate-filled brownie. Statistics!
So the results of our experiment were the youngest, Declan, who is 8 years old, lasted 5 minutes and told us that he came out due to boredom and the temptation of eating the marshmallow. Next was Nolan.
Nolan barely looked past the test, like I said earlier, but he still passed, so I'll give him that.
And then next we had Colin, who was 10 years old. He failed in about 7 minutes. He made it a lot longer due to also boredom and the temptation of just a marshmallow.
Next we have Lachlan. Lachlan was in extreme mental pain. Like, actually thought he was going to die. But he still passed. Good job, Lachlan.
And we had Deegan, who lasted the whole time and gets the prize. Well, everybody who passed gets the prize. And, yeah, he just lasted the whole time and was a champ.
Thank you for taking 5 minutes out of your day to listen to our cringy selves.
Yeah, next week we will be doing another social experiment.
So stay tuned for that. Bye! Yay! Alright, next we have Deegan, long neck boy. Yay! Okay, next we have Nolan. Oh, Nolan, your average 10-year-old boy with extreme brother issues. I mean, those two hate each other.
Yay!
No, but it was a really weird ASMR video, like that woman eating a pickle with Cheeto dust on it. My guy, I'm gonna pull it up real fast. Oh, let's see. All right, I got it up.